Iran is considering whether to move the seat of government from Tehran. Last month, an earthquake destroyed the ancient city of Bam and killed at least 41,000 people. Experts warn that Tehran is built along major fault lines and that a big earthquake could cause one of the most devastating natural disasters in history. Opponents of establishing a new capital dismiss the idea as a political gimmick. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Tehran.
Tehran's Siruz district is a 2 centuries-old maze of narrow alleys lined by tiny family shops. In a decrepit storefront, tailor Hassan uses an old sewing machine to make men's trousers. Hassan says the danger of earthquakes is a constant topic of discussion here.
If an earthquake ever happens here, like the one in Bam, we know our neighborhood will collapse. People talk about it, but we've really gotten used to the idea.
Tehran authorities say this district of the capital would be at grave risk in the event of a major quake. They plan to raise many of the buildings in Siruz and replace them with safer ones. But Iranian geophysicist Bahram Akasheh says all of Tehran is living on borrowed time. Much of the capital is built along sloping hillsides. Under the ground lies one of the most seismologically active areas of the country. Akasheh points to the relatively upscale apartment blocks in his North Tehran neighborhood. He says even they are vulnerable.
All this building in this part, I think with magnitude 6, all the buildings destroyed.
Akasheh says an earthquake like the one that destroyed Bam at magnitude 6.8 could kill more than 1 million of Tehran's 12 million people. Akasheh says a major metropolis should never have been built in such an earthquake-prone area.
People are living in the wrong place. They should not be living in Tehran.
Moving an entire metropolis of more than 12 million is not an option, of course. But Akasheh advocates moving the seat of government to the picturesque central city of Isfahan, which was Iran's capital until the late 16th century. He sent a letter to President Mohammad Khatami highlighting his arguments. The Isfahan region is less seismologically active than Tehran, and Akasheh says new earthquake-resistant government buildings could be built. Akasheh says moving the capital would also help shift population away from Tehran, which now suffers from legendary levels of overcrowding and pollution. And he says such a move could help decentralize Iran. But architect Bahram Fadri notes the idea of moving Iran's seat of government is hardly new.
Always it was some kind of amusement for planners.
Fadri's firm studied the question of moving the capital when it was formally proposed in the late 1980s. Now, after the Bam earthquake, Iran's leadership has revived the idea. Fadri, however, says it would be a monumentally difficult and costly undertaking. And he says those who advocate it are missing the point. He says even if the capital is moved away from Tehran, millions of people will be left in the city.
They're simplifying the problem. The problem is not this. If earthquake comes, Tehran will be destroyed.
Fadri says the tens of billions of dollars it would cost to move the capital would be better spent on reinforcing Tehran's more vulnerable buildings. But Fadri admits not all buildings, especially those built 50 or more years ago, can be made safe.
But all the buildings which were constructed during last century, what happened to them? That's the problem.
And political scientist Dr. Hamid Ahmadi of Tehran University says the talk of moving the capital comes at the wrong time, when people are still on edge over the Bam tragedy. He says it leaves the impression that politicians want to flee Tehran.
Discussing the issue at the time being will create an atmosphere among the ordinary people that they want to leave the people here to die everybody. Only the leaders go there. So this is not a rational policy to raise it at the time being.
Back in Tehran's Siruz district, people like 42-year-old painter Saeed Mortaza echo that sentiment.
They will move the capital, but the people will be left here. If the city is destroyed by an earthquake, it can be rebuilt. But what about the people?
Mortaza says as long as Tehran is considered habitable for 12 million Iranians, it should be for the country's leadership as well. Whatever the case, Iran's Supreme National Council is due to make a final decision on whether or not to move the capital in March at the end of the Iranian calendar year. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News.